Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, and in the Ezra Tzuris Adaf is on Chav Tes Amud Beis on the top, and in the Article Tzuris Adaf is on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, and today's Adaf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mimsar Bas Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us, Behemish Shemesa, an animal that died on Yom Tif, Lo Yezenim Kaima, wasn't allowed to move it from its place, that's because it's Mukta, it's not Menemuchan, it's not allowed to even be caught up and given to the dogs, because it wasn't prepared like this from before Yom Tif, it died on Yom Tif. Now, Ma'aseh, there's a story, Shishalos Reb Tarfon Aleha, they asked Reb Tarfon about this case, and also of al chal shenitmeis regarding chal that became tamei. That's not referring to chal that we eat on Shabbos and Yom Tif. It's referring to the portion of the dough that's separated and given to the kain, and that portion became tamei. And they want to know what we could do with it. It became tamei on Yom Tif. V'nichas beis medrash. He went to the beis medrash with shal and he asked what to do. And amruloi the chum told him lo yizizim kaiman. Don't move them from their places because they're muktzah. They're in a minamuchan, so they just have to be left where they are. Now the Gemara tells us that Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says to chamisha zakenim shahir l'btarfin belud. These five zakenim that paskin for btarfin in lud, meaning the story in the Mishnah that we just read, the Reb Tarfon went into the Beis Medrash and they told him that it's not allowed to be moved. They made a mistake in this psak of theirs, because actually this machlekes Masechah Shabbos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the halachos like Rabbi Shimon that we are allowed to cut up an avela and give it to the dogs, even if it became an avela on Shabbos, and therefore on Yom Tov it would be the same exact din. So they gave him a mistake in psak. However, Amar of Masr Masna says that no, that's not true. They didn't make a mistake. Bechor hava ovda. This was a story with a bechor, with a firstborn animal that died, and since it has kedusha, even though it died, it still retains its kedusha. That's why they told him that's not to be moved. So they actually didn't make a mistake. Now Omar of Avani tells us, Masisa Omar Kain, our Mishnah tells us this, because what did the Mishnah say? Aleha ve'alachal shenitmeis. They had went to Tarfin, they had asked him about this, and about chala, which became tame. Now these two things are being compared. This, meaning the animal dying, and the chala are fitting in the same category. Mazu kaidesh avzu kaidesh. So that tells us that just like the chala has kedusha to it, the animal that died that they were asking about also has kedusha to it, so it must be they were asking about a bechor, and that's Ramas's raya for what he had just answered. We have no discussion. Bon kumi levi, that's in front of levi. Mao liris is a trefa bias afel. Is one allowed to check out a trefa in a dark house, meaning on Yom Tif, if one shechted an animal and he's not so sure if it's a trefa, is he allowed to open it up and take a look inside in a dark house, or does he have to bring it outside? So Amalei told him, afek labar, he should bring it outside. Now Ravimi bar, Ravimi asked, why is that? Laman al mafal on top. Shamanon, ain run is not going bias afel. We've heard, meaning we know, that one's not allowed to check out a negat saras in a dark house. That's because we have a Joshua pasuk in which the kain said, as kenega nira li babayis. I saw something that looked like a nega in the house, and the drasha is kenega nira li v'loy la'ayri, that it was seen to me. I was able to see with my own eyes, and not that I needed to use a special source of light such as candles or a flashlight. And therefore we learn from there that negayim saras is not allowed to be looked at in a dark house. But shamanon ain reinus a trefa b'yisafel. Did we ever hear that you're not allowed to check out a trefa to see if an animal has this problem in a dark house? What's the issue? Why would it have to be brought outside the house? So Rabbi Yisrael Bunny answers, lo mitamazeh. It's not because of this, not because we have some sort of drasha, Elishem attempts a trefa. Maybe it's going to turn out to be a trefa via also the taltala, then it's going to be also to move because it has no use. It's going to be mukta, then he's going to be stuck with a dead animal inside his house that he can't do anything with. Therefore, alt practicality, it makes more sense to bring it out of the house to check it out. I would just conclude that Asid Rav Masna Kishmuel, this member of Masna, who had explained this psak that was given to Rav Tarfin, that an animal that died on Yom Tif is not to be moved, is referring to a bechor. So that's going just like Shita Shmuel, who had said before that those five zakenim paskin for him made a mistake, and that's because we had said that in that shita we're going with shita's Rav Shimon, that even if an animal died on Shabbos it's allowed to be caught up and given to dogs, and therefore Rav Masna is going like that. And in order to answer up for why these five zakenim paskin like Rav Tarfon didn't make a mistake, he had to give a totally different answer. Also says the Gemara, Uda Levi Karav, Levi goes like Rav. Levi had also just told us that we want to check out an animal to see if it's a trefa, we should bring it out of the house. That's because if it turns out to be trefa, he's not going to be allowed to metatel it, and he's going to have to leave it in the house. That goes like Rav, who would hold that this is mukta. Now Amar of Ba, quoting Rav Yehuda, Meshem Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Vayim Mishna. And moving on to Halacha Vav, we continue discussing shechting an animal on Yom Tif. The Mishnah says, Ein nimnin al behem b'tchil b'yom tif. People aren't allowed to group together in order to join in for an animal on Yom Tif. Avol nimnin aleh me'erv Yom Tif. They could do this before Yom Tif, v'shechin amchal k'b'nein, and then they could shecht it and divide it up in between them on Yom Tif. In other words, if a number of people realize on Yom Tif they don't have enough meat, they can't decide then on the spot, you know what, let's all divvy up an animal. I'll pay for this amount, you pay for that amount. And then they go to the animal dealer, maybe it's a friend of theirs, maybe they just take one of their own animals, and then they're going to shecht and cut it up and divide it up among them. That's because it's considered mekach u'memker. That's like doing business on Yom Tif, therefore it's usher to do this on Yom Tif l'chatchila. But if they already decided this before Yom Tif, they already had a discussion beforehand, I'll take this amount, you take that amount, so then on Yom Tif, they're allowed to shecht it and divide it between them. Now what about after they shechted it, and now they're dividing up the animal? How do they do that in a good way, where they know that each one received a particular amount of meat, and then they could be charged after Yom Tif for it? So if you Rebuda says, Shekel Adam Basar Kenegeta Kliya Kenegeta Kaifetz. A person could weigh the meat opposite either a Kli or a Kaifetz, which is like a large knife or a meat cleaver. In other words, when they want to weigh the meat out, they can't do it in the standard way of weighing it on a scale opposite weights. That's because it's Derech Chayil. That's like a regular weekday activity on Yom Tov. But they could put something heavy on the other side of the scale, a piece of meat on one side and something else heavy, such as a Kli or a Kaifetz on the other side. And then after Yom Tov, they would weigh the Kli or the Kaifetz and see how much that weighs, and then they'll know how much the piece of meat weighs. However, Chacham say, no using a scale whatsoever, even though they're not putting the regular weight on the other side, they're just putting this heavy Kli or this Kaifetz, it's still usher to use. The Gemara first makes a diuk regarding the first part of the Mishnah, Hala Haysif Maisifin. It's Mashmah from the beginning of the Mishnah that L'chatchila, they're not allowed to get together on Yom Tov and decide that they're splitting up an animal and dividing it. But it's Mashmah that they're allowed to add people into their group. Therefore, Hoy Chamisha Nasan Asara. Let's say five people before Yom Tov decided that they're going to divide up an animal. On Yom Tov, they could add another five to the group, no problem. Now we have an explanation of what the actual Isser is of creating this group on Yom Tov to divide up an animal. Tani was taught, Lo Yomer Adam L'Chaver, a person can't tell his friend, Harani Imcha B'Sela, Harani Imcha B'Shekel. My buy-in to this animal is a Sela, or my buy-in is a Shekel. Meaning they're not allowed to discuss actual money. I'll pay for this amount, you pay for that amount. That's the problem. That's Mekach Memker. Aval Oimer Hulai, but he could tell him on Yom Tov, Harani Oimid L'Mechzel L'Shlish L'Rvia, I'll take half, a third, or a quarter of it, because that doesn't have anything to do with money. No one mentioned any cash value over here. It's just a specific portion of the animal and that would be permitted to do on Yom Tov. Now we have a similar discussion. Rav Chiya Rabba, Rav Shimon Berebi, Lamanon Beis on top, Shaklu Mane Kenegin Mane Bebechar. They measured one portion opposite another portion with a Bechar. We know, as we mentioned before, that a firstborn animal, a Bechar, is an animal that has to be given to a Kayin. He brings it as a carbon. However, if it has a mum, so then it's allowed to be shechted and eaten, and it's even allowed to be sold. However, it's not allowed to be sold like regular. You can't just weigh it on the scale like a regular piece of meat because it still has Kedusha and that's degrading to it. But as we're seeing right now, when it came to a Bechar, they would weigh one portion opposite the other, and that's a permitted way to do it. However, when was it stated, Bechal only during the week, Habi Yom Tov, Asr, but in Yom Tov, even this is Asr. Why? Al-Shem Ein Mashgiach Chaf Mazayim Kol Iker, because we had said in the Mishnah, according to Chachamim, that on Yom Tov, we're not allowed to use a scale at all whatsoever, and that's even if we're weighing one piece of meat opposite another piece of meat, we're not using any sort of weight or anything, it's just two pieces of meat on the scale. Still, that's a problem. No using a scale whatsoever on Yom Tov. Now, furthering this point of not using a scale on Yom Tov, Rav Avin quotes Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, I feel the b'chaf maznaim ibnei achbarim aser, even just to take the meat and put it on the scale to keep it away from mice. He's not using the scale because he's weighing anything. The scale just happens to be hanging and it's a very handy place to store things to keep it away from mice. Even that's aser because we're not allowed to use a scale at all on Yom Tov. Now, when Sabbath for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss with a different explanation. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.